Okay, welcome to Mr. Gibbs podcast number 2 on characterisation. The characterisation is really important when it comes to creating your short story, as quite simply it allows us to understand and know what the characters in the story are like. Now this is done through what they look like, how they speak, how they dress, any facial expressions, body language, and how others react to the character. It's really, really important to develop characterisation so that your reader can build up a picture of the character in their head and can therefore relate to them more. This, being married to setting, really helps to bring the story to life for your reader. An example could be Michael, a 15-year-old boy with brown, scruffy hair, wore jeans and a t-shirt with an old checked shirt over it. It had a hole under the armpit from where it had been torn from when he was throwing rocks at the old house the previous week. What this does is it really tells the reader exactly what they look like. If you close your eyes, you can build up a picture of Michael in your head. Subsequently, saying that it had a hole in his shirt under the armpit from where it had been torn from where he was throwing rocks at the house the previous week, it really tells us what he's like as well, that he's a bit of a bad guy to an extent, that he will throw things, that he likes to be a bit destructive. So those two elements of characterisation really help to build up a character, a picture of Michael in our head. Another example could be sweat was dripping off her face like little beads of scared tears. And what this does is it really gives us the impression that she was obviously scared, really scared, and that she wasn't the strongest character in this situation. All these different things really come together to have characterisation, and it's really important that when we do use characterisation, that is to describe the characters, what they're like, and to simply just bring them to life more for our readers.